The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. Seven states passed marriage amendments. Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed three amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. Eight states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar, assuming you want to catch flies, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Time flies whether we're having fun or not. Jerome Corsi was on the show with me almost exactly a month ago. It's October 22nd. Today is November the 20th. And we have with me, once again, Jerome Corsi. He writes for WorldNet Daily, and he has written the book, The Late Great USA, which we can put in your mailbox for $28. And Jerome, it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, Derry, it's always a great honor to be with you, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know, there's so much to talk about, and Jeff said, how are you going to do this? I said, look, we're just going to say, Jerome, what do you want to do today? Because you're the man that knows what's going on in the world. So I'm going to give you the lead.
Well, I want to start out with Ramos and Campion, the two Border Patrol agents who are in federal prison now for 11 and 12 years for shooting after this illegal drug smuggler, the illegal alien drug smuggler from Mexico, Aldrete Davila. Because Aldrete Davila just last week got arrested again for drug smuggling. And this is a major break in the Ramos and Campion case because it proves that Aldrete Davila, you know, he's being arrested now for a drug offense. He committed a second load, what's known as the second load or the October load, which is a load of drugs, another 750 pounds that Davila brought across the border after he was given immunity by Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, to testify in the trial against Ramos and Campion. And he was also given a border pass card by, you know, the Homeland Security Department, which he used again in his drug running. So you've got a guy who, February 17th, 2005, Aldrete Davila comes across the border with 750 pounds of drugs, and Ramos and Campion shoot at him. Mexican embassy objects, and Ramos and Campion get prosecuted. And Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, has as his star witness the drug dealer. As Congressman Ted Poe says, it's a bad idea to make deals with the devil because, you know, it's like lying down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. And that's what's happened to Johnny Sutton. So when he gave Davila, he got him medically treated at the Army Beaumont Hospital in Texas, free government expense, had the bullet taken out of Davila's behind, actually went through the side of his buttocks, through his groin, and transversed in his right thigh, and he even needed a catheter to be put in, all at government expense. Then Davila, with the immunity and the border pass card, comes across in October 2005, before the trial started, with another load of drugs. And Johnny Sutton's informed of this, because the DEA and the Department of Homeland Security catch on that Davila's implicated in this load of drugs. Came to a safe house of a guy named Cipriano Ortiz Hernandez, I wrote about, Ortiz Hernandez, the safe house operators now in federal prison for that offense, the second load. And Johnny Sutton does not go to the judge and say, we've got a problem. I can't try Ramos and Campion because my star witness that I gave immunity to just ran another load of drugs across the border. That would have been the right thing to do. Johnny Sutton instead goes to the, and Deborah Kanoff, the prosecutor at the trial, they go to the judge and they say, you've got to seal this information from the jury. Because if the jury ever knows that my chief witness, the drug smuggler, is a liar, they'll never convict Ramos and Campion. That's what Johnny Sutton was in a panic about. And the judge sealed the information and told the families of Ramos and Campion that they even mentioned this second load to the press. The families would go to prison. When I first started interviewing Ramos and Campion's families and the attorneys, they wouldn't talk about this second load because the judge had ordered them not to. I had to find it out from other sources. And as I published it, initially I got a lot of abuse from people saying, oh, the second load could never have happened. Johnny Sutton wouldn't have done that. Well, now we know that it did happen, and Johnny Sutton did, I think, suborn perjury.
And he's still a judge.
Well, Johnny Sutton's still a prosecutor.
He's
still a U.S. attorney down there in El Paso, which is a disgrace. And Johnny Sutton is a good buddy of George Bush and Alberto Gonzalez when they were all, three amigos with Bush as governor of Texas. It's another one of the another three amigos group. And Sutton is prosecuting Border Patrol agents at the request of the Mexican embassy. This is just one in a series, the Ramos and Campion case. Also, Gilmer Hernandez, the deputy sheriff from Rock Springs, Texas, who Sutton prosecuted for shooting after a van of fleeing Mexican aliens.
That tried to run over him.
Tried to run over him from a traffic stop, and Texas Rangers said Gilmer Hernandez did nothing wrong. Well, as Congressman Ted Poe said, if Texas Rangers say you did nothing wrong, you can take that to the bank. They're honest, and they've been probably the most long-standing, honest law enforcement agency in Texas, maybe anywhere in the United States. I mean, they have a great reputation all around the world. And yet Johnny Sutton ignored the Texas Rangers, did what the Mexican Council said. I even published the Gilmer Hernandez case, the 12 or so letters that the Mexican Council wrote demanding that Gilmer Hernandez be prosecuted. It's the same here. Johnny Sutton now would go to the length of putting a drug smuggler, Aldrete Davila, on the stand. And Davila testified he didn't know there was 750 pounds of marijuana in that van. He was not a professional drug smuggler. He didn't recognize the bales. He didn't know what marijuana looked like, and he didn't smell anything. Well, Davila had a bigger load in that van than Cheech and Chong ever had. He had the jury believing he didn't know it was marijuana. And Johnny Sutton let that lie be told.
Did you ever notice every time that they quote that, they say 750.8 pounds?
Yes.
What's that .8?
Oh, I don't know. I've seen it 728.8. I've seen different numbers.
It's always a .8 on there, though.
Yes, there always is. And I've actually had pictures of, I think we published them in WorldNet Daily, pictures of the van that Davila drove across the border sitting on that levee. You know, Davila drove it as far as he could into the desert. He'd have driven it back across the Rio Grande. But he got to this levee, and the front wheels got stuck over the edge of the levee, and the van wouldn't go any further.
Okay, well, we're not going any further until after this commercial message. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have just returned, visiting today again with Jerome Corsi. By the way, he is the author of The Late Great USA. How are book sales going, Jerome?
For asking, Derry, we're in the fourth printing.
Really?
And the book has continued to sell very well. I want to thank you for offering it to your listeners. And that we've done extremely well with it. I've been on radio on a constant basis with it. And this Ramos and Campion case I covered in The Late Great USA because it fits right in. I mean, I think it shows that George Bush, after the Security and Prosperity Partnership was declared in Waco, Texas, March 23rd, 2005, the reason the border is wide open is because George Bush wants it wide open, even to the point of having our U.S. attorneys like Johnny Sutton prosecuting Border Patrol agents who are just doing their job shooting after fleeing drug smugglers. And, you know, that backs off the Border Patrol altogether from the border. I wrote a story yesterday in WorldNet Daily. It's still on the homepage right now, that 31 conservative leaders yesterday signed a letter to President Bush, was hand-delivered to the White House, asking for Bush to pardon Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion. You know, I think Bush today or tomorrow is going to pardon the Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
If Bush himself doesn't want to be the Thanksgiving turkey, I think he better pardon Ramos and Campion first. Signing this letter were some top conservatives. Paul Weyrich, who is the chairman and CEO of Free Congress. Phyllis Schlafly, who is the founder and president of Eagle Forum. I mean, Morton Blackwell, who's the chairman of the conservative leadership, PAC, PAC. Frank Gaffney, a foreign policy expert, Center for Security Policy, David Keene.
You know, I don't think Bush cares who cares what. Do you?
You know, and even this letter was also signed by Jim Martin. Now, this is remarkable to me because I know Jim Martin quite well, and Jim Martin is the president of 60 Plus, which is like the conservative alternative to AARP. And Jim Martin is probably one of George Bush's longest-term friends in Washington. Jim Martin's an ex-Marine Corps veteran. He's a Marine Corps veteran. He hired George Bush for his first job out of college. In 1968, in the Florida Republican Gurney campaign, Edward Gurney running for senator, Jim Martin was heading the media campaign, and he hired George Bush to assist him. I think Jim Martin always says he hired George Bush to be his driver in the Gurney campaign. And I've seen photographs of George Bush that Jim has shown me back in 1968 when he was working with Jim in that campaign. Jim Martin signed the letter. I mean, Jim Martin is, you know, about as loyal to George Bush as you can get.
Yeah, but George Bush is more loyal to Mexico than he is to the United States.
Well, I think George Bush is in love with Mexico, and he thinks that he's president of Mexico. I guess he's el presidente de Mexico. You know, he certainly has got to... Someone ought to remind George Bush of the oath he took, which was preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution.
You know what he said about the Constitution, don't you?
Yes, I've heard that, too, and I wish I could prove that 100% that he said it was just a GD piece of paper, but he sure acts that way.
Well, I believe he believes that, and let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're visiting with Jerome Carsey today. Jerome, we have a couple of callers, but before I want to change the subject just a moment because, and maybe you have seen this, there's going to be a full page ad come out tomorrow, Wednesday, November the 21st, in USA Today for Ron Paul. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. The information that I have, it's a full page ad. It's going to appear in USA Today tomorrow, with a right-hand placement in the first section news. And the word is that USA Today was willing to do this ad because it was a grassroots effort, for whatever that's worth. And Ron Paul, by the way, is going to be on this program Friday. That's the day after Thanksgiving. So we'll have Ron Paul with us for one solid hour, and we're looking forward to that. Now let's go to the telephones very quickly. Scott in Nebraska has a question about the... about the Border Patrol agents. Hi, Scott.
Hello. Where was the jury in this deal? I mean, didn't they have any common sense coalition to ask some questions concerning?
The jury was not permitted to know there was a second load. You see, the Davila was presented to testify, and the prosecution let him testify, that he was not an experienced drug dealer, that he didn't know anything about marijuana. They just got told to go across the border and get this van and drive it to a safe house, a place somebody would show up and show him where to drive the van to. That's all nonsense. The Border Patrol agents saw this van coming across the border, and Davila was driving it. Then Davila said, well, he was, you know, just doing this because one time only, because he lost his commercial driver's license, his mother was sick, and he needed to buy medicine, and he couldn't work in Mexico. He told a big sob story. And, you know, what's clear, and the truth is, that as soon as he got that immunity from Johnny Sutton, as soon as he got the border pass, what he did is he turned around and brought more drugs across the border, another 750 pounds of drugs. And Johnny Sutton knew this before the trial started. Now that the trial transcript is published, I was able to validate the second load because there's a sidebar in the transcript in which the judge is talking with the lawyers, with the jury out of the room, and the judge is ruling that the second load, the October load, cannot be admissible, sealing all that information. So, you know, this is a prosecutorial misconduct because if Johnny Sutton allowed Aldrete Davila to give that lie, to tell that story at trial, that's subordinating perjury. I mean, that's a big offense. That's not just a minor issue. Because Johnny, you can't, as prosecutor, you know, just win the case by getting lying testimony on your side. I mean, there are rules here that the prosecutor's got to live by that are, you know, fair and truthful. If the prosecutors cheat to win, we don't have anything of a justice system left.
Thanks.
Okay, Scott, appreciate the call. Let's go to Frank in Nebraska. Hi, Frank.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, but I believe his radio's on or something's wrong there. Okay, let's go on back. Okay, you with us, Frank?
Yes, I'm here. No, I just got a question for you gentlemen, and love your show. Hello, Jerome.
Yes, sir.
Why cannot we as, or the Congress, you know, impeach Bush, and let's get this thing straightened out? And how do these people sleep at night with a clear conscience of what, you know, they know what's going on?
Well, I think I've been increasingly in favor of impeaching Bush. This is my whole issue with the late great, and I voted for him twice. But this, my whole point in the late great USA is that Bush, when he did the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America in Waco, Texas, on March 23rd, 2005, you know, he had the wink and the handshake, no law, no treaty, with Mexico and Canada, and the idea was they were going to open the border more.
Yeah, but that was all under the table.
All under the table.
Yeah, we as, you know, United States citizens didn't know, you know, buku about it.
I agree with you. And, you know, if there, I've got on page 81 of my book, the organizational chart of the SPP working groups. It's a formal organizational structure reporting into the White House, into the three heads of state. And that organizational chart I had to get through a Freedom of Information Act request. It's not published on SPP.gov, you know, sampeterpaul.gov, the government's website for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. What's the government ashamed of? It's trying to hide that chart.
Absolutely.
You know, that makes it the organizational chart of a shadow government. Well, I'm saying this is a coup d'etat by the administration, by the administrative means. I mean, it's under the table. They won't publish the key parts of it, which would make clear to people what was going on, like the organizational chart. And, you know, they keep lying on the website saying this is just a dialogue, you know, to be competitive in a global economy with our neighbors. Well, you know, dialogues, when you call somebody up and say, hello, how are you doing? It is not when you publish a formal organizational chart of a shadow trilateral bureaucracy that you won't publish. That's treason.
You know, you're talking about the North American Union. It's kind of interesting how so many organizations are really behind this and pushing President to go on with it. The Canadian Cattlemen's Association was appearing. They testified, actually, before the USA's Trade Committee. So we're talking about they're in our own government here testifying. And the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, along with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that's the United States Cattlemen's Beef Association, they both refer to our cattle as the North American beef herd, as if the North American Union was already a reality and they owned the cattle in this world.
Well, it's a multinational business agenda. And, you know, you look at the only advice...
And we have to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3D Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3D Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com. Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the Tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And now the man who sets low personal standards and then consistently fails to achieve them. Derry Brownfield!
We were talking just a moment ago, Jerome, about how the North American beef herd is now referred to Canadian Cattlemen's Association, as well as the Cattlemen's Beef Association here in the United States. And you made the comment that there is a North American agenda. A lot of these multinationals, and hey, our own farm organizations are backing these, are behind Bush on all of this.
Well, that's correct. I mean, there is the only consulting group created in the Security and Prosperity Partnership is this group called the North American Competitiveness Council, which is one that very few people know about. And it's 30 of the hand-picked multinational corporations in North America. The Chambers of Commerce picked them. And they get to go to the secret meetings like at Montebello. I was up at Montebello, the SPP summit meeting in Quebec, just in August. I had press credentials from WorldNet Daily. And, you know, the press gets pulled out on the lawn to take a picture of the three amigos walking in stride down the lawn of Montebello. But behind the secret doors, the North American Competitiveness Council gets in with the, you know, working group bureaucrats, the cabinet officers from the three countries, and the three leaders, and they set the business agenda for North America. And that's what's going on. The businesses don't want any regulations in North America that they aren't in favor of. And, you know, regulations, for instance, red dye regulations or environmental regulations or workplace safety regulations, these are all costs to businesses. And they don't want them different in the three countries, and they want to minimize them altogether. Like, have one set of almost no regulations all through North America. And they want a common currency because they don't want this currency risk. I predicted in the late great USA that we would see the dollar collapse. And the dollar right now, again yesterday, is closing at lows against the euro. The dollar was down yesterday to under 76 on the U.S. dollar index. I mean, you know, these are should be alarming points to people. It was only back in July the dollar was trading at about 82.
Don't you think that index. Don't you think the Feds, along with the our Treasury, just printing more and more money? Don't you think this is being done on purpose?
Absolutely. I argued in the late great USA exactly what's happening. I said the dollar would have to fall in value, and now the Canadian dollar, remarkably, is worth more than the U.S. dollar. It's, you know, more than par to the U.S. dollar. And, you know, as the dollar sinks closer to the peso, you know, or gets to be an intermediary currency, it's going to be a lot easier for people to say, look, the dollar's lost 11% of its value against the euro so far in 2007. Well, what about when the dollar's lost 25% of its value to the euro? How about when the dollar's trading, you know, if it goes below 75, the next support point ought to be about 70 under the U.S. dollar index. What happens if it goes below 70? Are we going to get down to 50 on the U.S. dollar index? I mean, there's no clear idea where the bottom is here for the dollar. The Federal Reserve is now in a dilemma. Wall Street today is again, you know, turn on CNBC. You can see Jim Cramer and the group begging for another federal funds rate cut, Federal Reserve rate cut. They wanted to keep the credit party going on Wall Street. But if Bernanke and the Fed cuts rates, the dollar is going to certainly take a nosedive. So the Fed's in a dilemma. If the Fed holds rates or increases rates, which they ought to do to support the dollar, well, then the stock market, which is already twice since August traded below 13,000, is going to start heading down to 12,000. And that, you know, those are billions of dollars of losses in value as the stock market trades down. People are suffering paper losses and in many cases real losses, depending upon whether they decide to liquidate their positions as the stock market trades down. Darryl, I'm reminded, you know, I'm going to be writing, publishing in WorldNet Daily again. I went back to an article. The Clintons liquidated something like a $25 million blind trust. They liquidated it in July. Or I'm saying liquidated in June at the height of the market. They cashed in. You know, June 15th, the stock market was trading over 13,600. You know, the height it's gotten to is about 14,000. The Clintons cashed out their stock in this blind trust at the height of the market. I wonder what they knew that the rest of us didn't know. Remarkable timing the Clintons have.
Well, anybody that can make $100,000 trading cattle futures has got
to be
pretty smart.
This whole deal about Hillary, I still want to know how Hillary Clinton got to be worth so many millions of dollars on her government salary as a senator. But, you know, Terry, this is what I'm pointing out. This North American agenda is money, money, money. And it's politicians on both sides of the fence. You know, Bill Clinton, in terms of globalism, he never saw a campaign contribution from China, legal or illegal, that he didn't like. and he never turned down a speaking fee from Dubai. You know, now Dubai is part of the these Arab countries, the oil-producing countries, that are saying they don't want to peg their currency to the dollar anymore. Saudi Arabia is about the last holdout on that. It was discussed at the OPEC meeting this past weekend when Chavez and Ahmadinejad declared an oil war on the dollar. If these countries in the Middle East with these huge, massive amounts of U.S. dollar foreign exchange holdings decide they're not going to peg their currencies to the dollar anymore, then the next decision will be they don't want to hold so many dollars in their foreign exchange currencies. They'll convert those currencies into sovereign funds, and they'll go on a buying spree.
What are sovereign funds?
Well, sovereign funds is just when they take their foreign exchange reserves and they say, now this is now a government fund, and we're going to go use it to buy assets instead of buying U.S. treasuries, which we sell to the foreign exchange market to subsidize our deficits. They're going to say, we don't want any more debt from the United States of America because the currency is worthless.
So they want our assets. They want our land.
They want our land. They you know, Dubai now wants to own 20% of NASDAQ, our second major stock market.
Have you seen Joan Vian's articles she has about how the entire regulatory system in the stock markets are all beginning to unite, how they're buying out one another?
They are, and they're going international. The rules are going to get set internationally. I'm wondering if we're going to have to use Islamic law, Sharia, to settle international trade disputes as the these Muslim nations buy into the stock markets, which they're doing in London and the United States. I've tried to raise these alarms and saying, you know, the United States is here under these globalists, the dollar is tanking, and it will force the United States to be put up for sale.
You know, I watched Cavuto just a little while yesterday afternoon, and he had his experts on there talking again, and they were debating back and forth, and he is so convinced that, hey, there is no problem. And he had a guest that was saying, look, you don't realize what all is really taking place. And she's saying the same thing that you and I have been talking about. But, he said, these mortgages, they're 90-some percent of the mortgages. They make their payments every month. There's no problem in the housing market. And he went on and on and on just telling us how great things are. And, you know, for some reason, I don't know if I'm a pessimist or a realist, but I can't see it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Pick up the Wall Street Journal this morning, the right-hand column, wealthy nations in Gulf rethink pegged the dollar. Just what I told you about. They don't want to be dependent on the dollar anymore. And then go online to the Wall Street Journal, which I'm going to do here right now. And the lead story on the Wall Street Journal at the moment online is that Freddie Mac, one of the major, you know, mortgage funders, just posted a $2 billion loss and is seriously considering a 50% cut in its fourth quarter dividend. Okay, now that, you know, follows the announcement by Fannie Mae yesterday that they took $1.4 billion in a loss that was recorded 11 days ago. And Fannie and Freddie are now so low on capital that they've hired Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers to help them think about short-term capital-raising alternatives. Now, what they're not saying here, but you read between the lines, with these losses, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are about bankrupt, and they need more capital. They're going to Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers to try to get them more capital. Well, they're going to have a hard time raising capital on this market to put into home lending, because home lending has dried up.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Jerome, you just mentioned before going into the break that Fannie Mae lost almost $1.5 billion and Freddie Mac had just lost $2 billion. How did they lose that money?
Well, they lost it because they put it into mortgages that have foreclosed.
Okay.
So the mortgages have gone bad and they can't recover the money they lent out.
Okay, that's what...
covered in a foreclosure, but even that's a very difficult situation.
All right, that's what I would have assumed.
Right.
Then here we have Cavuto saying, 90-some percent of all home mortgages are paid monthly, and they're right up to date.
I hate to say, but Cavuto and Kudlow on CNBC, and CNBC itself becomes a cheerleader for the stock market. When the stock market takes a 300-point loss, they say, look at the great buying opportunity. They're always cheerleading stocks. And so they lose their credibility just cheerleading stocks. You know, I'm glad you're having Ron Paul on the show, and you can tell Ron Paul I said this, that he is telling the truth to the American middle class about the North American Union, and he's the most forthright candidate on the issue. Duncan Hunter is doing a good job there too, but Ron Paul's on the lead in talking about the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, NAFTA superhighways, and this great sellout of the American middle class that globalism represents. This is not fair. This is not free trade. You know, Alan Blinder at the Princeton University, the economist who advised Bill Clinton to get NAFTA signed, Blinder now says we're going to lose 40 million jobs in the next two decades, 40 million to China and India. Now, we can't sustain that and still become a first-class nation. We lose 40 million jobs. Yeah, the multinational corporations will be fine. They'll be like, Chrysler. They'll be over making their cars in China and shipping them back to the United States through the NAFTA superhighways, bringing them in these huge container ships or huge car transport ships through Mexican ports like Lázaro Cárdenas and Manzanilla. But the American people have got to wake up to this, because it's a sellout where the politicians intend to get wealthy working and selling out the United States. There's going to be a lot of money made selling out the United States of America, and politicians left and right, both sides of the aisle, intend to cash in.
Yeah, but what are they going to do when it's all gone?
Well, they don't think that far ahead. Hillary Clinton's gotten gotten a huge amount of campaign contributions from the Wall Street hedge funds. What's a Democrat doing going into Wall Street collecting money from the hedge funds? Well, the hedge funds in Wall Street are just covering their bets. They'll cover any candidate who looks like they got a chance to win, because, you know, Wall Street's approach to politics is, you know, with the limits of what they can put into a politician are low. So, you know, Wall Street just goes to the horse track and bets on all the horses.
I won't say they buy both sides in the multinational.
They buy all the horses. They put a bet on every horse.
Right, and the multinational corporations do exactly the same
thing.
And
if they lose money, they don't care, because they are betting on the long-term benefit of owning that politician. And that's what's going on. You know, Ron Paul is raising his money through grassroots contributions. He's raising money on the Internet. He is running a grassroots campaign. And so far, he's the only one gaining ground as a credible candidate, and he deserves more attention. I hope you tell him I said that.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell Monday on profit-taking as the dollar traded flat and oil hovered near $94 a barrel. Gold closed in New York down $8.90 to $776.50. The era of peak gold has arrived. Try as they might, miners cannot find enough ore to replace fast-depleting reserves, even if they dig miles into the center of the earth, reports the London Telegraph. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include 2 potloads of fancy Angus, 8 weight steers. They've had all their shots MFA processed. Holston Farms have consigned these cattle, and Hines Farms will be in with 125 head, fancy black and black Baldy calves weighing from 4 to 550 pounds. They also have had 2 rounds of shots. Sam Buswell has consigned 100 head of fancy black and black Baldies weighing from 3 to 450 pounds. Laura Reynolds will be in with 75 crossbred calves, and Dee Riddle is also selling 75 fancy Charley crossbred calves. Now, most of these offerings have been preconditioned. Johnny Reardon offering is a 5-weight Angus calves have been white tagged and weaned. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
And we're in the home stretch here, Jerry. Jeff just corrected me. I said Ron Paul would be on for the full hour Friday. He says only for half of the hour, and it is to be the second half. Is that what you said, Jeff?
That's right, although I'm going to call him early and beg him to come on.
Yeah, we might can do better.
Well, I think it's a good idea, and I'm glad you're going to have him on. I think that Ron Paul deserves a lot more attention. You know, a lot of what I'm reporting is not good news, but I'm just trying to tell people the truth. I think people can handle the truth. I, you know, disagree with that movie with Jack Nicholson when he said, you know, you can't handle the truth. I think American people can handle the truth. I think they're adults and they need to be told the truth. And this spin that you get from you know, CNBC in the stock market, or Cavuto, if he's trying to say there's no problems. There's a serious mortgage crisis in the country. There's trillions of dollars of these debt obligations that Wall Street have created over the last few years that are largely worthless.
Well, look at the credit card debt.
Credit card debt's another one.
Just credit cards.
And the amount of money people take on home equity loans, you know, to live on, those home equity loans aren't available anymore, and they've got to be paid. And the home market is decreasing in value now around the country, which is going to make it harder for people to get out of their homes and bad mortgages. We've got a very, very difficult situation ahead of us, and the dollar losing value is a major story. If the dollar becomes a second-class world currency, where the euro increasingly is a preferred currency for foreign exchange reserve holdings, we're going to have a very hard time maintaining our position of leadership in the world, period. China is using the money we're getting, all this jobs going to China. And China, by the way, won't open their economy to our goods. Of course, we don't produce many anymore, but they protect their own jobs in China, and they expect us to let our corporations go over to China and use their slave labor. Well, traditional free trade agreements, the fair ones, the generations we used to pass ago, had in them anti-dumping provisions, which means that a country could not intentionally produce goods with, you know, low-cost labor to the point it was slave labor or near-slave labor and dump those goods in our market to destroy our manufacturing. And that's what we're allowing to have happen. We've got a Treasury Secretary, Paulson, who got $100 million when he left Goldman Sachs, and all he did at Goldman Sachs was be Mr. China. About something like 70 trade missions over to China, and tried to outsource jobs to China. Now Paulson's going around the country saying a strong dollar is good for America. Well, you know, hello, what's he going to do about it? As Secretary of Treasury, he's not doing anything except presiding over the biggest dollar crash we've had in recent history. I don't know of another one that's happened to this nature. The dollar is not yet in free fall, but it's, you know, close to it.
You mentioned free fall. Can it go to zilch?
It can go down into trading into the 50s on the U.S. dollar index. It can start being $2.50 to a euro.
Well, we know what happened in Argentina. We know what's happened in Germany.
Right.
Over the years.
And that's what's happening in the United States.
Okay, but their money went to almost nothing.
Well, it can go to that. Now, whether the dollar will go that far, that's why I'm saying, and I wrote in the late, great USA, that the solution will be to say, hey, we've got to go to a regional currency. We've got to go to an Amero because it's the only way we'll save the dollar. You have to give up the dollar in order to save it. That's what we're going to get told pretty soon.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Let's go back to the late, great USA, the book that Jerome Corsi has written. It is a bestseller. He told me a while ago it is now in the fourth printing, I believe. We can put it in your mailbox for a $28 ticket. Credit card orders only, 1-800-201-7892, or just send $28 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.